You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we hear from a Wisconsin woman who's completed a test of strength, planning skills, and a strong mind. Our guest will talk about her summit at the world's tallest mountain outside of Asia. First, at least 127 people in the city of Milwaukee have been diagnosed with HIV or syphilis in a sexually transmitted infection outbreak. Health department officials are calling the outbreak a cluster because the cases are linked in time and place within the same social network. It's one of the largest outbreaks discovered in the city. Mike Gifford joins us now. He's the president and chief executive officer of the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Can you talk about what we know about this outbreak, this cluster, as health officials are calling it?
Yeah, certainly what we know is that the number of kids that are dealing with HIV and STI is on a rise in Milwaukee, and that is really significant news. And we're seeing things like the gonorrhea rate in the city of Milwaukee increasing by 38% over the last several years, and Milwaukee sadly has the distinction of having the highest rate of gonorrhea infections anywhere in the country. So a really urgent issue has been identified by this cluster being reported.
And is it unusual to see a cluster like this, 100-some people in the same social network? Is that unusual, or is this something we see happening from time to time?
I think that this is somewhat unusual, the size of it, right? There's 76 people of the 126 who've been diagnosed with either HIV or sexually transmitted infection, an STI. So the size of it, the breadth of it, is a bit unusual. But I think it also reminds us that this is a problem that our young people, any sexually active young person can be at risk for, right? Let's not kid ourselves. State data shows that between 40 and 50% of high school age kids are sexually active, and there are consequences for that. They put themselves at risk for STIs, whether it's gonorrhea or syphilis or chlamydia, and HIV. This needs to be a clarion call for us all to do more to protect the young people in our society.
You mentioned high rates of at least some STDs in Milwaukee. Do we know why Milwaukee?
You know, it's not unique to Milwaukee. Since this cluster has been reported, there's been a report out of Western Pennsylvania of something very similar. We know nationally that over the last 5 years, as an example, the rate of syphilis in this country has gone up 75 or 80%. Unfortunately, we are raising a generation of young people who are ignorant to their risks of HIV and STIs, right? Sadly, HIV in this day and age is taught more from the perspective of maybe a history textbook than a health textbook. And we're not equipping our young people with either the knowledge and information they need nor access to the materials they need to protect themselves from HIV, especially condoms. To get an HIV test is not an easy thing to be tested for in this state. So there's many things that we need to do better to respond to this news.
Talking to Mike Gifford from the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. And Mike, before we get into a little more on the solution side of things, I've seen people make the case that, so there's a good news story in that HIV, it's much more treatable than it used to be. It's not the automatic death sentence. That's good that it used to be, but that's taking it off the radar of a lot of people, and the precautions we used to take, people maybe don't think we need to take that seriously anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, there certainly is a challenge that the good news in the fight against HIV, which is there are effective treatments. There are now medications people can take that can help prevent them from contracting HIV in the first place. I mean, those are all good news things, but HIV continues to be a terribly difficult disease to live with, and I think people are unaware of that, right? You have to remember that HIV is a disease that impoverishes people who are living with HIV. 90% of the people that we serve at the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin have an income that they're in poverty. They have significant mental health issues. 50% of our patients have some sort of mental health or drug addiction issues. So while they may be living longer, there are immense challenges to living with HIV, accessing good health care, assuring that you have health care coverage are among them also. And there's no doubt it's important for people to protect themselves so that they don't have to face the challenges of living with HIV.
You mentioned briefly earlier three parts of a solution: better education for kids, access to condoms, and access to testing. Let's take those one at a time. When it comes to teaching kids, whether in schools or outside of schools, what do you think we need to be doing maybe that we're not doing now?
You know, it's interesting. The human growth and development curriculum in the state of Wisconsin is really set at the school board level. And there's 400 or so school boards in the state. And then on top of that, you have choice and charter schools and private schools, right? So it, at best, it is a patchwork approach to what our kids are learning about HIV and AIDS. As the father of three teenage daughters, I've seen what they learn in school, and it just simply isn't enough. We need to provide really candid, honest, scientifically accurate information to our young people. It's interesting. We equip them with information that will help them drive safely by wearing a seatbelt, and we equip them with information about the risks associated with cigarette smoking, and we educate them about the risks associated with drinking too much, but we're not doing the same thing when it comes to HIV and STIs, and that's what we need to do so that our kids can make good decisions and protect themselves.
There's, and I'm sure you've been following this for years, the ongoing debate in this country over sex ed and disease prevention training versus abstinence education. People who prefer abstinence education say teaching kids about safe sex is encouraging them to have sex. What do you say to that argument?
You know, I just would encourage people to look at the facts. And, for years, the CDC has conducted something called the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, and it's deployed around the country. And in the state of Wisconsin, we've seen between 40 and 50% of our kids being sexually active. And, at that point, abstinence education just is not a meaningful way to reach out to those kids. Certainly, it can play a role in educating people who may make that choice, but we've got to do better. Our kids deserve better from us than that.
And then can you talk about access to condoms and to HIV and other STD testing?
Yeah, it's both condoms and HIV and STI testing access are really important. You know, in some schools, you have to go see the nurse in order to get a condom, and that is a tremendous barrier to a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid having to go talk to an adult before they can get condoms. You know, I recently had the opportunity to meet with an AIDS organization down in St. Louis, Missouri, and as part of that trip, I got to see some of the work that they were doing in a high school in St. Louis, and I was just stunned. There was a huge bowl, easily accessible to everybody, that literally had hundreds and hundreds of condoms in it. And it was clearly a don't ask. You know, it's available. We know that you're going to use it to protect yourself. And you know, they're just doing better for their kids with that sort of approach rather than putting up what are really artificial barriers to materials that can save their lives.
And we'll leave it there for now, Mike. Thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate it very much, Rob. Have a great day.
We've been talking to Mike Gifford. He's president and chief executive officer of the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about an outbreak of HIV and other STDs in Milwaukee.